Well, hello, gentlemen, and I hope you agree. This is a disgusting picture, isn't it? But we see it all too often in today's world. Still, a man going down on one knee, begging, almost saying, "I know I'm not worthy of you, you princess, but will you consider marrying me so that I can provide for you, and you can lie to me, cheat, deceive me, treat me like garbage. Oh, I know. Men think it's chivalry. They think it's romantic. It's neither. It's degrading. And it's showing the femmes that you think you're beneath her. Funny, this isn't equality, is it? I thought femmes wanted equality. But of course not. They only want equality when it benefits them. When it doesn't benefit them, they don't want equality at all. They're a victim. This man is going down on one knee, and he will spend the rest of his life with this femon on the ground on one knee. Because he'll never be good enough. Femons are really angry with men nowadays, even more so than they were. Because men are using something they've always had. Choice. A femon's talking to a man and she thinks she's a 10. Actually, she's just a 4. And she asks the man out. And he says, no. If they weren't so entitled, then why would they always get angry when a man says, no? Men have also decided it's their choice to walk away. Why should they tolerate an entitled femon, be talked to and treated like garbage? They are starting to show respect for themselves, because femons sure won't. They are not femons' protectors anymore. It's hard enough protecting themselves from the femons. Men are supposed to go out with obese femons. Otherwise, they're fatophobic or something like that. But men aren't buying that one either. They have a choice. They'll go out with somebody they like. And that will probably be a slim femon with hardly any tattoos or rings in their nose. Normal coloured hair. Many years ago, I was in a situation in a bar or a club, say, and there was a reasonably attractive femon who looked quite fit. And she came over to me and kept on buying me drinks and talking all sweet to me. I was kind of indifferent. I'd already got a femon. But this other femon laid it on all thick. But finally, when she realised I wasn't going to go for her, she turned around and said to me, "Oh, I don't want a fucking sausage tonight anyway." She was such a sweet wee thing. But she finally showed me who she really was. The real femon is just under the veneer. Get off your knees, guys, and start acting like real masculine men, as nature intended you to be. Weak men are used by femons, and they're never respected. This Labrador man in the picture is merely the femon's pet. And as we know, pets don't last forever, do they? Take it easy, fellas.